More than 900 cases of COVID-19 in South Africa. President Cyril Ramaphosa announcing that this afternoon. It's a jump of 200 from yesterday, and these numbers are going to continue rising, accentuating the importance, of course, of the lockdown, which gets underway at 1 minute to midnight tonight. Now, this is the most difficult conference call a chief executive could ever make, telling their suppliers they can't pay them. Yet that's precisely what Grant Patterson, the chief executive at Edcon, who's fought tooth and nail for the survival of this company, has been forced to do today. I've got audio of that conference call. I'm going to play it for you in a moment. But if you think the lot of a chief executive in an unfolding crisis is easy, I urge you to think again. Listen carefully to what he says to suppliers. Listen to his tone of voice. Listen to the fact that he is a guy with his back against the wall. He's talking to his suppliers, many of whom are SMMEs, who themselves will be dependent on Edcon's order book. Many of these people would have supplied Edcon in the last month or two and will be anticipating payment for their suppliers, the goods they supplied, the trousers, the shirts, the underpants, whatever it is they made. And that money's not going to come. Many of them will have to fold as well. It's uncomfortable. But it's essential that you understand the gravity of what is playing out in the world of business right now. This is Grant Patterson on a conference call talking to his suppliers today.
It goes without saying that we find ourselves in uncharted waters and at a time where each day seems like a lifetime ago. Following the President's announcement first on Sunday, the 15th of March, so the first announcement, not the most recent, Edcon's turnover has declined 45% in comparison to the same period last year. And by the end of today, when we will lock down all our South African stores, we will be about 400 million rand below posted sales and cash for the month. In case you're wondering, we will lock down the African stores at the end of March as well. As you all know, March and November are traditionally months of constrained liquidity for Edcon, so the timing of the lockdown could not have been worse. We had in normal circumstances anticipated and planned for a tight month end. The sales myths and the expected drop in collections of the debtors book mean that we only have sufficient liquidity to pay salaries, which we deem a priority during these extremely uncertain times. As a result, we are unable to honour any other accounts payable during this period. The presidential lockdown order further means that we will lose a further 800 million rand in turnover during the 21 days. We expect a significant shortage of cash by the end of it. Management are currently focused on implementing the lockdown. As you guys know, the regulations only come out at the last moment, and so we are scrambling to keep up to date with this. But once we're behind once the lockdown is behind us, we will next week turn our attention to building a reopening plan. I'm not sure what this looks like, or even if it's possible. We will be heavily dependent on business support packages offered by government, other agencies, and funders. We also can't really be sure for how long this lockdown will last. We will be, during this lockdown period, keeping some parts of our credit, insurance, and the call center open as required by the regulations. Management will continue to look at all options, and there may be some really tough recommendations to be made to the board after the lockdown period, including having to consider business rescue. Some of you may not know, but the CIPC, so that's the regulator of the Companies Act, have for the moment issued a practice note explaining that they will, and I quote, not invoke its powers under Section 22 of the Companies Act for reasons related to the coronavirus for a period of time. If you're not familiar with the Section 22 of the Companies Act, it deals with reckless trading. I am therefore unable to make you any promises other than to keep you updated of developments or plans that the board approves. For your own planning, it would be prudent for you to consider that orders already placed with you may be cancelled. I encourage you to work with the buyers and planners in this respect. The DC will remain closed, and that any future trade between us will be dependent on your assessment of our ability to pay for both arrears and future purchases and orders and services. In the midst of our own stress and fears, we acknowledge the material impact our financial situation has on you and your businesses, and the devastating effect our decisions will have on your operations. We can only sympathize with you. Excuse me. We hope that we will all emerge from this and get an opportunity to repair the collective economic damage. Management and the board of Edcon wishes you and your employees and your families safe and good health during the upcoming weeks. Thank you all for listening.
I've never heard anything like that. The consequences of this lockdown are serious.